You're listening to a conversation recorded at the East Conference 2024 in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Enjoy the show.
Hey, welcome back to the EduTech Guys. We're at East Conference, EastCon 2024. This year's Uncharted. We're real excited to have our next guests in the seat. We're going to let them tell us their first names and what school they're from. So here we go.
I'm Ella, and we go to Dover High School.
I'm Logan, also go to Dover High School.
Awesome, awesome. Okay, so let's talk about the big stuff that you guys have going on this year. So first off, the Founders Award.
Yes.
Yeah. Who wants to talk about it?
I mean, we pretty much collabed all of our big projects and community involvement into one video. And
McKinley Colburn, she's the one that created the whole video. She really put in so much time and effort into the video. It took about a couple months to make. And we just go over like all of our projects, like what community partners we have done and what all we've done as a team. And yeah, it's just really amazing that we got to win the award.
So yes. Talk a little bit about that specifically. So what are some of the projects that are included? What are some of the things you guys have done?
Okay, me personally, I've done Ella B. Flicks. It's like an entrepreneur business with photography. So I take pictures for the school, schooling events, community events, students. I've collabed with our downtown executive director and taken pictures for their event. So it's pretty cool.
My sister, my twin sister, she's also back there. Her and her friend have
look.
Done. Where's she at? They got the Little Rock Zoo. They like are partnering with some other schools to like video it and create a
virtual tour
of the Little Rock Zoo.
Oh, cool.
So that's super fun. Yeah. I'm also making a interactive website and brochure for the artists and craftsmen of the Tri-Peaks region, and I'm collaborating with Charla Hartzell, which she's out there too somewhere. But yeah, super fun.
In the ether.
Yes, out there somewhere.
Out there in the Uncharted.
Ooh, that was good.
Wow. Points earned.
That is
one of our
earned.
Students has worked with Game and Fish. What did he do for bass population?
He was trying to figure out why the bass population in the Lake Darnell has like gone down, and he dissected some fish and everything.
He went out there and sampled the water.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool actually.
Yeah. And he got education days. Like he got to miss school and go out and hang out
with them. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
So the booth, what's exciting at your booth this year?
Our booth is very like,
it's very colorful. Like
it's very bright.
Everyone is like, everyone's doing more of a like out in the wild jungle kind of thing, but we did like topography and stuff like that.
Uh-huh. Elevations.
We were like, our theme is we wanted to find the elevation to east and like what was once uncharted. We found what was what we charted this year and what we're going
discover
over.
Discover our elevations of east.
Yeah.
Which explains your shirts. I know the folks listening cannot, you can't see the shirts, but they have topographical map on their shirts.
Yeah. That's really cool.
I'm assuming the coordinates of Dover, Arkansas.
Yes,
that
actually.
Is correct.
Yeah, who designed the shirts?
My sister, actually.
Awesome.
Yeah, and her friend, she helped design it. And on the back, we have a topography thing with our names written on the line. So
that's really cool. Yeah. That's really neat. That's really cool. I like the little moon stuff at the top.
Yes.
We have a very good graphic design team.
It looks like it. Yeah,
yes.
I'm really impressed. Well, it sounds like you guys do some really cool stuff. So have you learned in East that these are like jobs? These are like things you can do when you leave school? Like, and I'm not going to say this, but like, you know, college is one thing, but you know, you're workforce ready to go and you know, get a certificate or go to a junior college or do whatever you need to do to pursue these activities. Would you agree?
I do agree. I think it gives you very good social and work ethic partnering with people and stuff.
Yep. Working with the communities, do you notice that you think to yourself, okay, I'm doing this really cool stuff with the businesses downtown and say the local government, the city government, and you go, what? I could do this in the summer.
Yeah.
And I could, you know, you could just pick five boutiques and do their social media and, you know, have a summer job.
Yes. I have partnered also with photography doing small business marketing as well. And so that was really cool and working with websites.
You just got a job, didn't you?
Yes.
You're going to be doing photography.
Yes. I'll be doing photography for a boutique.
Wait a minute.
And it just makes you realize that how much you can actually do.
Mm-hmm.
that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I think that's the interesting part of East is that I like it because it's facilitated. And I saw the very, I've been around a long time. I've been in education 30 years. And so I went to the very first East when it was first started. And my superintendent then, that's a long time ago, we looked at it and we're from Hope, Arkansas. So that's where, and we looked at it and I realized, wow, this is going to be a real big deal. Because when I heard that the facilitators there just to make sure that you get to do what you want to do, like we come up with these projects. That's really awesome.
Yeah, it's very individual led, and I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and you live in an age now where you can see new stuff that happens all the time in real time. We're back when the horse brought the mail, then we could get the mail and read it. So, we're kidding. Yeah. So, it was the 80s. We were too busy to listen to our Walkmans. Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's right. So in addition to the Founders Award, on track, talk about some of the other projects that you guys have submitted for judging.
Oh, yeah.
One of the projects is our music competition, and a student is a finalist.
He's a finalist. He made the, so for our live stream, there's music that plays before the live stream starts. So he made the music on, what did he make?
We also created a lip dub for all of our clubs and organizations of our school, and he made the music for that. So that's pretty awesome. So,
yeah, that's very cool.
Yes. And then we had the marketing, which was my LLB Flicks. And then we had, what was the other one?
The other one was the lip dub, the video thing.
Oh, you guys did a lip dub?
Yes, with all of our clubs and organizations at our school. So that was fun.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
Oh, wow. So to the listeners that don't know what lip dub is, explain it to them.
It's a lip sync video.
Yeah. So we flashed a bunch of different songs for different clubs. Different clubs would pick a song, had to get approved by the school, obviously. And then Landon Canfield, our music guy, he put them all together, and then we played it on a speaker, and we put someone in a chair, rolled the chair, someone rolled the speaker, and we had everyone lined up on the side of the hallways, and we had the club, members of the clubs, go on and lip sync to the video. It was super cool. Yeah.
And so did you guys do that all in, was it a one take?
Yes.
So how much practice?
It took us a few days, but it was one take.
The final is a one take, but that's what I was going to say. How many times did it take to?
It was a month of practice. We practiced in our advisory period.
We would practice with the people in the clubs, but we only had one take with everyone in the hallways.
In the hallways, we'd shoot confetti. It was really a fun experience for our school.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. I've seen the videos, and they all those look fun.
I don't know if I've seen Dover's. I'm assuming it's on the
It's on YouTube, yeah.
So yeah, that's cool.
There's Jordan, my twin, over there.
Just getting pictures.
With our YouTube also, we're doing daily content for being here, our
daily
vlogs.
She's the one that's doing that.
We just posted a prepping one. Yeah, I'm in charge of the social media, so I'm really big into marketing.
Yeah. Good.
Also, East has introduced me into marketing and making me realize that's what I want to do in my future, you know? So that's very good too.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
I've been into graphic design. I used to do a lot of the graphics for the athletic page on our Instagram. That was really fun. It made me, every time I think about college, I'm like, oh, well, I didn't know what I wanted to major in now, but now I kind of think maybe graphic design will be a good thing.
Yeah. Both of those are great. I mean, those are modern moving, gigs.
Yes.
So this is your first time.
This
Ella,
is my first year,
at
yes.
This thing. So are you excited? Is
I'm
there anything
so
you're looking
excited.
Forward to? Yeah.
I'm just as a new student into this, it's amazing to me how much I've grown and how I've been a finalist. Mm. And it's just really amazing experience, especially being with our team, because our team works very well together. And it's been awesome.
That's exciting. Logan?
It's my fourth year, so I went...
Old hand.
Last year was my first year at East Conference, and that was super fun. Our booth was amazing last year, but, this year I think we won up that, by a whole mile. And it's super cool seeing everyone else here, learning other people's projects, taking stuff home with us to maybe do our own thing with other people's projects,
Yeah.
I think that's one of the greatest things about the East program in general, and especially since they have the conference where all of the East programs from all over the country come together, and you can see what other folks are doing, not just in Arkansas, but from other states as well, and take some of that, like you said, take some of that back and say, hey, we could try this, or we could tweak this a little to make it more of what Dover needs for our area or what have you.
It really makes you grow as an individual and the community, I'd say. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
You know, my favorite thing is that you guys are quintessential East students. You're very outgoing, very charismatic. You have great personalities. And you'll notice that that's everyone here.
Yes.
And it's fun to meet those kind of people. When you get in those kind of, you know, arenas, it's like you just grow from it and you grow from it. So I'm really excited for you. And we always excited to talk to students, to young people who are so charismatic and so excited about doing this. So, hey, thanks for coming and sitting down with us.
Yeah, of course. Great. This is fun. Yeah.
And you guys have a great EastCon.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to this conversation recorded live at the 2024 East Initiative Conference in Hot Springs, Arkansas.